HaEmek Hospital in Afula, 100 kilometers north of Tel Aviv. Personnel are responding to a simulated biological weapons attack. In this exercise, no one knows what contagious agent has been used, anthrax, botulism, or another deadly organism. The staff must identify the agent and within hours begin vaccinating the local population against it. Israeli Assistant Defense Minister Ze'ev Sneer is in charge of the program. He says the drill is held each year in a different part of Israel.
This is a general preparedness that we are trying to work on. I believe that basically our Ministry of Health is in a good level of preparedness, and this kind of drills will make us even better prepared.
The exercise comes amid rising tensions in the region. Western governments last week tightened sanctions against Iran after the United Nations Nuclear Agency, IAEA, said it had evidence that Iran was trying to build a nuclear bomb. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for even tougher measures.
Iran is developing nuclear weapons. It is important to impose sanctions, tough sanctions, on this regime, even tougher than those that have been imposed over the past few days.
Israel's defense minister said the country does not want to take military action against Iran over its nuclear program, but at some point may have no other option. Iran says it would retaliate if attacked, and so would its allies in neighboring Lebanon and Gaza. Several rockets fired from Lebanon landed 50 kilometers north of here without causing casualties. Shlomo Brom, an analyst with the Institute of National Security Studies, says he believes a military strike against Iran is only a distant possibility.
Certainly there are discussions probably in the Israeli government on the option of Israeli attack against the Iranian nuclear program as a last resort. But I do not think that it is imminent.
In January, security forces will hold another drill, this one responding to a simulated radiological attack, such as from a uranium-laced weapon or dirty bomb. Scott Bob, VOA News, Afula, Northern Israel.